This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. Chinese President Xi Jinping has addressed the APEC meeting in the Philippine capital, Manila, saying China's policy toward welcoming foreign investment will not change. As part of the call, the Chinese president says the Chinese government remains committed to providing better services for foreign investors. He says China will always keep its doors open to the outside world. Xi Jinping also calling for more connectivity in the Asia-Pacific region. Chinese president is in Manila among the leaders of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Grouping for a two-day session. Eric Chu, the ruling Kuomintang's candidate in Taiwan's leadership election next year, has announced his running mate. 54-year-old Wang Jiuquan is a former senior official with Taiwan's Labor Department and female activist who got her PhD at Renmin University. Meantime, James Song with the People's First Party has also announced his running mate, who is the female chair of the Min Kuo Tang, a smaller political party in Taiwan. Candidate for the DPP, Tsai Ing-wen, announced her running mate, an epidemiologist, on Monday. All three parties competing in Taiwan's leadership elections on January 16th are running male-female tickets. China's richest man has filed a defamation lawsuit over an article posted online which slams e-commerce in China. Wanda Chair Wang Jianlin is suing Beijing Hansheng Hulian Trading Company, which runs a website called Top Entrepreneur Thinking, for compensation of up to 10 million yuan for an article run on the site. In the article, Wang Jianlin is quoted bashing e-commerce sites in China, including Alibaba's Taobao and its founder, Jack Ma, directly. Website has since admitted Wang Jianlin didn't make the comments, saying it was a new writer who penned the article on his own. In his suit filed in Beijing, Wang claims the article has slandered his business and himself personally. The United Nations denying reports suggesting the Secretary General is going to make a stop in North Korea next week. Spokesperson for Ban Ki-moon says the UN chief will not be headed to Pyongyang, as originally reported. Instead, the UN says Ban Ki-moon is going to head to Malta for a conference next week, then directly to Paris for a UN-backed climate conference, which starts at the end of this month. North Korea's official news agency had earlier reported Ban Ki-moon would be traveling to North Korea next week for a four-day trip starting on Tuesday. It's not clear at this point whether the original reports are wrong or whether something has since changed. The last time a UN chief visited North Korea was when Boutros Ghali traveled to Pyongyang in 1993. Ban Ki-moon was supposed to go to North Korea earlier this year, but Pyongyang called off the invitation at the last minute for still unknown reasons. Observers suggest a trip to North Korea by the head of the United Nations could help restart the six-party denuclearization talks on the Korean Peninsula. Reports are suggesting a police operation is underway in northern Paris connected to the hunt for the ninth suspect connected to last week's deadly attacks in Paris. Two suspects are reportedly dead in the raid, one reportedly shot by police while the other said to have blown himself up. It's believed the action in northern Paris part of a coordinated series of police raids on homes, which may be harboring terrorists or terrorist sympathizers. Local reports suggesting a number of police officers may have been injured as well. Raids come on the heels of last week's deadly terrorist attacks in the French capital, which have left over 130 dead and over 350 others hurt. A pair of flights out of the United States headed for Paris have been forced to make precautionary landings following bomb threats. One of the flights out of Los Angeles, with 473 people on board, had to land in Salt Lake City, Utah, after a threat was phoned in. The other, which was leaving Washington, D.C. for Paris, was forced to land in the city of Halifax on Canada's East Coast. That flight had 234 people on board. Both flights have since been allowed to continue after a security sweep of both planes. Authorities have not said who they believe may be responsible for the threats. Around 100 Syrian refugees have arrived in the Scottish city of Glasgow. Their arrival comes on the heels of an expanded resettlement scheme launched by the UK government. They came from refugee camps in Lebanon, Jordan, and other countries surrounding Syria. UK authorities promising the refugees will go through a thorough screening process to ensure they don't pose a terrorist threat. The British government has announced plans to resettle around 20,000 Syrian refugees in the UK by 2020. The first 1,000 are due to arrive before Christmas. Comes amid the continued debate in Europe about which countries will continue to take in refugees following this past week's deadly terrorist attacks in France. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.